The podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. It contains graphic imagery and language. And thanks for listening.
Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story that's good enough to eat from vererophilia enthusiast Tanya Joan Miller. Just announced, I have a brand new storytelling workshop coming up, and I'd love for you to join me. The class is called Storytelling Uncensored, and it's a way to use storytelling to talk about sex and kink in a way that feels good. And spots are already filling up. There will be a link to registering for the workshop in the show notes, and it's happening in mid-October, so that's soon. And also, if you listened to the podcast last week, you know that I have just launched a way to have private sessions with me. I've announced Storytelling for Self-Discovery, and I've had a bunch of people who are checking in to see if it feels right for them. What about you? Go to my calendar, book a discovery call, let's have a chat to see if storytelling would be useful to you. Maybe you just need somebody who's a good listener. Maybe you don't have a therapist, you're trying to figure things out. Maybe you just need someone with an open mind who can help you figure it out. I have a pretty open mind and I'm a great listener. So there's a link in the show notes for both of those, the new storytelling workshop and booking private sessions with me for storytelling for self-discovery. What are you doing to take care of you? We talk a lot about mental health and physical health, but what about our sexual health? Whether you take a walk, meditate, or hit the gym, if you want to take care of your whole self, you need to prioritize your pleasure along with your body and mind. And you can put your well-being first with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. The stories are relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there. And they add new content every week, so there's always more to explore. There's something for everyone, whoever and whatever you're into. I love the email that they send out that I get every Sunday revealing several brand new stories. Stories about a spontaneous hookup with a hot stranger, getting closer with that personal trainer you can't stop thinking about, or even stories about getting tied up or trying out new toys with your partner. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. Their wellness sessions can also help you unlock new confidence or heighten intimacy with your partner. And remember, it's stories, so act now. They add new ones every week. You'll never get bored, so spice things up today. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to DIPSEA stories.com/Dixie. Hi there. How's your week going? We have something special this week, and I thought it might require a little explanation for you because it is a rare sexual fetish. One of the things I love about my job is that people feel like they can tell me anything. And occasionally, I will come across somebody who has something that is so unique, I beg them to share their story with you on the live stream in the podcast. This one was from a recent live stream. But let's talk about the fetish first. This week, our story relates to vererophilia. It is the erotic desire to consume or be consumed by another person or creature. Sometimes it's a woman being consumed by a monster. It often relates to swallowing or devouring something whole. I know, you're thinking, well, isn't that cannibalism? Sexual cannibalism is different. You might slice them up into pieces. But with vorerophilia, or vor as it is more commonly known, often being devoured whole is a big part of the fantasy for them. So I was recently looking in the archives of sexual behavior and looked up vorerophilia there. One thing I thought was really interesting is they talked about the relation of sex and love to consumption. And that relates to the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and describing someone who is sexually appealing as sweet, juicy, appetizing, tasty. And I thought this was interesting. Christian religions even sanction metaphorical cannibalism through their sacrament rituals, during which participants consume bread or wafers meant to refer to the body of Christ and wine intended to represent the blood of Christ. To show, oh my God, blood, flesh, merging as one with the divine and the mortal. What? If you go deep into vor territory on the internet, you will get specific requests for fantasy fulfillment. And with vor, they often say no chewing of the victim. It's just so interesting to me, the creativity that perverts have when it comes to sex. You go, are we supposed to just do it missionary for the rest of our life? Well, some people have headed to the outskirts and they've made up their own way to do it. Oh, one final thing. Though consumption most often occurs through the mouth, it also occurs through the vagina, the anus, or the breast or nipples of the consumer. Wow. Vor has been a fetish that I have looked for a story about for a very long time. And I recently posted on social media, what's a fetish you've always wanted to hear about? As the list got longer and longer, our storyteller on this episode said, I've got one on that. When somebody said, I'd love to hear a story on vorerophilia. I contacted her. I'd had her on a show in Portland many years ago, and we got on the phone and she got into the detail. Okay, what kind of vor story do you want? Well, it's damn near impossible to find a vor story, so what kind do you have? And she listed a litany of possible stories. The one you're going to hear on this episode is pretty fucking specific and interesting. Oh, God. I hope you love it as much as I do. I thought it was super hot and weird, and that is my favorite combination. How about you? Want stronger orgasms? Intensity by Pormois is a sexual health and stimulation device that every vulva haver needs. A lot of people might be tempted to call it a vibrator, but it's actually much, much more than that. It combines pelvic floor health and, with both internal and external vibration, delivers a powerful orgasm. It is scientifically proven that a strong pelvic floor can lead to stronger orgasms, and Intensity by Pormois from In Control Medical gives you that strength. Pormois is a sexual health and stimulation device that tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. It's like a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. The natural process of childbirth, aging, and high-impact exercises can take a toll on the health of the muscles that surround the vagina, causing them to stretch and lose tone and tightness over time. Most people know that Kegel exercises are important, but Intensity does them better by automatically exercising the muscles of the pelvic floor for you. Studies have demonstrated that tightened and toned pelvic floor muscles increase the power and intensity of the female orgasm. You can naturally rejuvenate the vagina by tightening and toning the pelvic floor muscles. Intensity lets you balance feeling good with working hard. Not only will Intensity teach you how a properly performed Kegel feels, it also has that vibrating component for your pleasure. Right now, Pormois is offering Body Storytelling Podcast listeners $25 off on the Intensity when you go to pormois.com. and enter code DIXIE at checkout. And we've also discovered that you can combine discounts. So go to their website and you can save even more. That's $25 off when you go to PORMOI.com. That means for me. And be sure to use promo code DIXIE. Intensity's Pour Moi from In Control Medical. It's the one device that every woman needs. It's Kegels with a kick. Oh, it's time for that story I promised you. So let's talk about this week's storyteller. Tanya Joan Miller is an award-winning playwright and performer from Portland, Oregon. She is best known for her solo shows Threads, about her American mother's experiences in Vietnam during the war, and A Story of O's, detailing her 15-plus years as a professional phone sex operator. Tanya has been featured in numerous publications, shows, and websites, including Thrillist, Forbes, Bust Magazine, HBO's Real Sex, and the full-length documentary Hotline. She is the proud owner of a dirty mind, a filthy mouth, and a clean conscience. This storyteller is Tanya Joan Miller.
Yes, give me those titties! But I do really want to thank Dixie for giving me a chance to talk about one of my favorite fetishes, a fetish that's very close to my heart, or I guess probably more appropriate to say that it is close to my stomach, vor. Now, for the uninitiated amongst you, vor is short for vorophilia. And if the first word that pops into your mind is voracious, you're not far off. I was first exposed to vor in 2004. I took a job as a phone sex operator, a couple of us on this show tonight. And I quickly gained a reputation at my company for being able to handle the difficult callers and the extreme fetishes. I got a lot of the calls that the other PSOs didn't want to do because of it. PSO is short for phone sex operator, in case you didn't catch that. I was not very experienced or very educated about it, so a lot of my early fetish education came from talking with my callers and my clients about what they wanted and what they were into. The thing that strikes me the most is that the more potential guilt or shame or embarrassment that somebody has around their fetish, the more difficult it can be for them to directly ask for what they want. So a big part of a PSO's job is trying to figure out what does the client really need, because it's not always what he's asking for. So 2004, an AIM message pops up. Do you guys remember AIM?
Oh yeah.
AOL Instant Messenger. Okay, I mean, there's a couple of us old school folks on there. So I get this message. It's just some guy. He's like, "Hey, do you like to give blowjobs?" And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be easy. I love to give blowjobs. I am a very eager cocksucker. "But do you swallow?" he asks. Every last drop. 30 seconds later, my phone rings. It starts off pretty basic. "So, did you bring me a present?" "Yeah, a package." "Well, I just can't wait to kneel down in front of you and see that big bulge in your pants right in front of my face. I'll undo your pants and just drop them down a little bit just so I can slide my hand in and cup those big, full, heavy balls of yours. Fuck, there's a lot of cum in there for me, isn't there? Oh yeah, baby, it is all yours to devour." "Well, you can feel my tongue drag up the length of your shaft, right to the tip, circling around the head. Ooh, you are leaking already. You taste delicious." I get a very loud moan at delicious. "You can feel my warm, wet mouth just envelop you. I'm holding perfectly still, looking up at you with those big brown eyes of mine, practically daring you to fuck my face." He takes the bait. "Oh, yes, Jesus, that feels incredible. Fuck, you're so good at that. It feels like you're gonna swallow me whole." Ding, the light bulb goes on. Devour. The moan at delicious. Swallow me whole. You feel my sucking intensify. With every thrust of your hips, you slide in a little deeper. It's like my mouth is expanding to accommodate your cock, your hips, your entire body, like a snake gobbling up its prey. You try to resist, but the suction is too strong. You feel your orgasm rising up in your balls uncontrollably. You couldn't stop it now if you tried. Just like you can't stop me sucking, sucking, sucking. And as your cum slowly bubbles up uncontrollably from your cock, my mouth closes over the top of your head, and you feel me swallow as you slide down my throat, squeezing every last drop out of your cock as you settle into my belly. Yum, yum. Total silence. Shit! Maybe I totally misread that. Did he hang up on me? I am about to disconnect and go tell my bosses that I just lost them a customer when I hear barely audible from his end. Incredible. I'll be calling you back for sure. For sure. He did call me back. And while he was my first war caller, he was not my last. I found out, like so many fetishes, there are different subsets of war. There is like a more soft war, which is erotic and sensual, a little more like the first call I had. And then there's hard war, which is a little more extreme. Now, we're not talking Jeffrey Dahmer here. Well, okay. We sort of are talking Jeffrey Dahmer, but we're not really talking Jeffrey Dahmer because, strangely enough, I have found that consent is actually important to war callers. So without a willing participant, it's more about dominance and sadism, and the consuming or the being consumed is more a means to that end as opposed to the end itself. I noticed with the overwhelming majority of my vor callers, they wanted to be the ET, not the eater. And it makes sense to me. So I have always contended that most phone sex calls, regardless of content, boil down to one human being wanting to be witnessed at their least attractive, most vulnerable state and to be accepted for it. And being taken into someone's body and becoming a part of them, that's fucking radical acceptance. To be seen and known and desired, these are basic emotional human needs. Food is also a basic human need, and hey, I love to eat. I've been a foodie for a long time, and I always write on my blog about the places I go and the meals I eat and the things I cook. I was already advertising foodie phone sex, so I realized that my culinary knowledge gave me the opportunity to have a very specific phone sex niche. Gourmet boar. And that's what Rick was looking for. Most vor callers are a little bit, they do this dance. They sort of circle around what they want until they're reasonably sure that you can handle it and you're willing to, because a lot of PSOs aren't. But Rick wasn't like that. I could tell he'd had this first introductory conversation a million times, and he didn't want to waste any time at all. He was expecting certain stock PSO answers, I could just tell. So, I'm 5'8". I work out, but I'm a little chubby. How would you cook me? No, wait a minute. I can't just cook you. You've read my blog. I'm from Portland, Oregon. we care about things like sustainability and humane farming practices. How were you raised? Were you allowed to range free? What were you fed? Did they give you massages daily, like Wagyu cattle? How were you slaughtered? I mean, all of this stuff really informs the flavor of the meat, you know? But I'll just assume that if I am cooking you, I sustainably sourced my ingredients. Yeah, actually, I grew up on a farm. But we giggled and the ice was broken. So look, you're probably expecting me to like plop you in a big stock pot and boil you like a lobster. But you know, I found that's just not the proper way to cook a man like you. You gotta do it low and slow, you know? Marinate you for a few days and then a nice braise to really soften up the tendons and the muscles and render out the fat a little bit. Butter poach you maybe, or I've got it. Sous vide. That's it. I could marinate you for a couple days, then put you in the water bath, and sous vide's great. You know what that is, right? Okay. So it just really helps that you can cook for long periods of time without ever overcooking. For a meat like yours that's tough and really needs that long cook, it'll be perfect. Then I could reverse sear you, crisp up the skin right before serving. That's really creative. What would you marinate me in? Well, so I'm half Vietnamese and I'm really into Asian flavors. So I'd probably pick something like maybe, you know, a little garlic, ginger, maybe a little lemongrass, sesame oil, soy sauce. Maybe instead of the lemongrass, a little fermented black bean paste, something like that. And how would you serve me? Well, while you're crisping up, I would take the reserved marinade and probably like some sake or something and deglaze the pan, make a little sauce to drizzle over you. But I think I'd probably serve you with a real simple, a bed of forbidden rice, a little seared garlic baby bok choy. Do I taste good? Oh my fucking God, you taste delicious. You're so juicy and tender. The meat practically falls off the bone. So flavorful. You may be the best thing I have ever eaten. I thought I heard the telltale signs of orgasm, but then he hung up without saying goodbye. This happens sometimes with callers, and you don't really know whether they, you know, didn't like what you did or whether you did your job and they were just done or if they got interrupted or walked in on or whatever. But I think with Vore callers, it, pardon the pun, feeds the fantasy a little bit. Like, I mean, if you've just been devoured, how can you talk, right? But what I figured out is hanging up is like pressing a reset button. You just kind of pretend it never happened and you can start all over again. And that's how it worked with Rick anyways, because a couple hours later, I got an email from him and he said, "That was incredible. And I can't wait to see what you make for dessert." It was the beginning of a creative culinary collaboration that lasted for years. I would research ingredients and recipes for him, and we talked pretty regularly until one day he called me to tell me that he was getting married and he didn't feel comfortable calling me anymore, which also happens sometimes with some callers. And, you know, a lot of them just disappear. At least he called me to tell me that he was going away. I credit Rick with making me realize that you can incorporate kink into everyday life in a fantasy sense in a way that I don't think I'd even grasped as a sex worker before. And I only ever heard from him one more time. It was out of the blue years later. I wrote on my blog about how I was planning a trip to France. It was going to be my first trip to Europe, and I was super excited to go to France and eat my way across the country. A couple of days after I posted the blog, I got a $200 gift card in the mail and a note from Rick. Tanya, for France. Because some meals and some cooks are expensive and unforgettable.
Ooh. Oh my God, that was so good.
Yay!
So good.
Thank you, Miller.
Yay!
Yeah! So good.
I swear I do, but just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. If you know what's good for you, I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I'd stalk in school, but now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run. That's when the hunger really hits me. Your little heart goes pitter patter. I want your liver on a platter. Use your finger to stir my tea. And for dessert, I'll suck your teeth. Be too sweet and you'll be a goner. Yep. I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
That song was Cannibal by Kesha. Have you ever wondered how you get to tell your story on the Body Storytelling live stream? It's simple. Go to your phone, hit record under voice memo, and send me the story. Just tell it to me, beginning, middle, and end. Don't psych yourself out. If your story is selected for the next show, I will start working with you. We'll do story coaching, and you will rock the virtual stage. Our next Body Storytelling live stream is on Saturday, October 10th. That's coming up soon, so I'd love to have your recording by this weekend. Get it to me as soon as possible. I'm Dixie@bodystorytelling.com, or if you want to send it via Google Drive, I'm bodystorytelling@gmail.com. And remember, our next Body Storytelling live stream is on Saturday, October 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Let's see it. I want to say thank you to all the people who are supporting Body Storytelling on Patreon. My last live show was on February 22nd. It was my massive 13-year anniversary, a two-show night with a room packed with hundreds and hundreds of people celebrating self-expression and open minds. And I don't know when we'll be able to do that again. And it has been hard without the income from live shows. Patreon is what's keeping me going right now. There is no question that that is what's keeping the lights on. And if you support us on Patreon, you get free live stream tickets. Our live streams happen every 2 weeks. You get ad-free podcast episodes. You get the live stream replay, which lives only on Patreon. And it is a thank you to our Patreon supporters. So if you miss a live stream and you want to hear those stories, you can get them on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/body. Patreon is spelled patreon.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Well, we've reached the end of our time together. But let's say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer, David Grossoff, who records our San Francisco show. Thank you to video archivist, Joe Moore. Thank you to Donal Mooney, who is making new videos for Body. If you love the pre-show video, it's a little story riffing off a movie that's been happening on our live stream. And it's one of my favorite parts of the live stream now. Thank you, Donal. I love the videos that you're creating for Body Storytelling. Thank you to you for reviewing us, for telling a friend about the podcast, for subscribing to the podcast. All those things help boost our signal. So thank you. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 143 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.